How, your impressions on being out there with Darren Thompson? His being a rookie at all, you know what it's like to come in and getting thrust into the fire. I'm just curious. What do you think of how he's shown?
He's done a great job coming in and knowing what he's supposed to do. Coach Merritt and Coach Bagg's doing a great job with him and key concepts and knowing what he's supposed to do and making correct calls when he got down the field. Because, I mean, last year when I came in, it was very hard because we all came into a new defense and just making the right calls and stuff like that. And then definitely got a lot of help because a lot of us came from the same defense last year. So we definitely helped him out. And then just for him, just putting the study and the work ethic that he's doing, I mean, it's a great thing to see him doing that.
Do you see the growth already? And, you know, a guy who came in as a rookie just because you were just there?
Yes, definitely. Definitely see the growth in him just wanting to be a better player and just be a very vocal player and just try to be a game changer. Just, that's how he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do.
Landon, despite all the new faces on defense, do you guys feel like you're practicing and moving faster now?
Oh, yes, definitely. We definitely move faster because, like you said, we came from a last year defense, and it was about the same defense, just a little bit of changes. And we definitely feel comfortable with what we're doing. And we all talking, and they kind of just let us play. So we play it all out, and we just go over it if something was to mess up. And that just that helped us play fast because if we make a call and we just go with it and not just keep thinking, we play much faster.
Do you feel like they're going to ask you to do more? Do different things, play different roles this year in the defense?
And
last year, particularly, we always talk about you coming down in the box.
Uh-huh.
So it's more of a strong season.
We'll see. I mean, we got another camp coming up, so we'll see how we go. I mean, other than that, we got to be moving around in the defense, playing a little in the box and playing high, then playing. I can play all over. So we just move around and just try new things, try to get more DBs on the field if you have to cover stuff like that.
Last year, one of the things you guys had struggled with was holding the lead late. I mean, is that an emphasis this year?
Oh, definitely. We want to get out the field. That's our biggest emphasis. We want to get out the field on third downs, and that's what we definitely push for. That's why we run to the ball each and every day, make the correct calls, and try to see things before it happens. So, I mean, definitely that's one of our biggest emphasis.
I mean, it was a nice thing, the two-minute drill, getting the interception on the
correct. Definitely. I mean, there's plays like that. We just try to go out the field, try to make plays earlier than that so we don't have to get pushed that deep downfield. But if we can get out the field like that, so be it.
But how did you feel about how the offenses were moving through their paces? You know, because everybody wants to do what you're saying. That's the point with every camp. But how did you feel about how they're going through their paces as far as, obviously you guys were able to make the turnover?
But our offense, I mean, that's our offense. I mean, they fast, they're quick, especially Eli. He's wanting to get his plays done and get them downfield and get the ball in the end zone as quick as possible, try to change the game around. That's Eli. So, I mean, with the offense like that, and you got explosive players, they're going to definitely get the ball downfield. So, with that, seeing that, we got growth going, and be happy about that.
I guess I'm asking, how crisp did you feel like they looked?
Oh, crisp. Oh, that was...
And even in that, I know I understand you guys are not impacted with OTAs, but... Mental is mental, but how good is mental if it's not?
If they on point like that, I mean, they was running the ball and moving it like that. I mean, he not know where to go with the ball, and he just know his offense down the key, and then the offense is going right with him. They following his lead, and that's the best thing. You got a team, an offense doing that, it's unstoppable.
Landon, what do you see from Eli Apple that makes you think he could be an immediate contributor as a rookie? Obviously, in the sub package, there's the room for a third corner on the field.
He's doing. I mean, he's just knowing what he's supposed to do. He's moving around. He's moving him in different places, playing corner, nickels, and stuff like that. So he's getting it. And the more he gets it, the more he plays faster. The more he's going to get on the field. And he definitely is a great athlete. And that's what we look for out of him. And so as long as he's making plays, he's definitely going to get on the field.
His pickup is impressing you then?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the corner you signed from the Rams? He comes over, he's a veteran, so he knows what he's doing, but he's got to mesh into your backfield. How's that working so far?
Oh, it's perfect. There's a guy like that you know that knows what he's doing. He's fast, he's quick, he's agile, and he's to the punch. And you feel confident that you got both sides covered, so you don't really have worries. And all you got to worry about for a safety is the seam balls. And if you have that just to worry about, I mean, it's going to be easy. It's going to be an easy day.
See, I ask you that because so many people just think, well, safeties are safeties, and if you've got a better safety next to you, it makes a difference. But if your corners are better, that helps you too.
Definitely help the safeties when you got two good corners like that, because I mean, it takes the stress off of you trying to get from over here to over there, and now trying to read the quarterback and read run. I mean, you got a plus safety, you have a lot to read, and when you have two corners that could protect the edges, you have to even worry about that sometimes.
Yeah.